Okay. So what I did here is I went back to episode number one, boys, and I brought up a clip. I just wanted to bring back those good vibes, because right now as Raptor fans, and I know all you Raptor fans listening right now, don't have much good vibes going on right now. Right now you're quite angry. So I wanted to go back to episode 1, October 26th, where A-Rod and myself went solo on episode 1 and had this to say. What the Raptors do last night? Raptors look beautiful last night. Come on. The energy was back. It looked like, I compare the Nick Nurse Fred days. I was looking at it, I was like, that's like an old stuffy corporate office. It was like, ooh, it was like squares, like L7, just like, ooh, scared to do anything. Like, ooh, should we meet at the water cooler? And what'd you do? Happy Monday memes and shit. Yeah. And then all of a sudden they're gone. Now it's a call center in New Jersey. Like everyone's just kind of chilling out. I'm here to work and I'm going to leave.
You know what it felt like, Matt? It felt like Ted Rogers was in charge. Yeah. And then afterwards, now it's Richard Branson.
Yes.
They just look like they were having fun, man.
Yeah, that's it.
It was kind of nice to see. Hopefully it's not just the honeymoon period. Hopefully you have a good vibe still.
Hopefully it's not just the honeymoon period. Mamma mia. Welcome back 80 games later to the Sports Ethos Toronto Raptor Podcast. There's only two games left, and we are your hosts, El Hoopo, that's two O's, P-O, Mr. A-Rod, A-R-O-D, and Mr. Max Profit, you better pay me. Like I said, only two games left, so let's go.
Oh, shit.
What's up, boys? What's up? Oh, Max P's camera said season is done. Season is done. What's going on, A-Rod?
Dude, these Raptors did to me, man. And
I know.
In that clip, I had a lineup. My hair was decent. I had the same sweater on. That's fucking months later. I got the same sweater. I look like a bum all disheveled.
Did you have the lineup? What did the Raptors do last night? Raptors looked clean. Anyway,
Jesus,
man.
Jesus Christ, man.
Even my beard, man. It's like, what did the Raptors do last night? Same hat, though. What's going on, Max?
Chilling, brothers, chilling.
All right. Well, let's set the table real quick here. Raptors, that was 80 games ago, by the way. That was October 26th after game one. And yeah, so since the last time. No Diddy. Hey, hold on a second. All right, so we got a lot to say today, but let's get these two games over with. So since the last time we spoke, the Raptors had two games. In the first game, Raptors went down 123-140 to the Pacers, which was a rough one. Let me know. What'd you guys see? What'd you guys feel? And what was the pain that you went through with this one? Explain it to me.
I'm going to go with a little premature ejaculation.
Yay.
I'm going to get right into the heat of it, man. Because
boom. I know a place that can help you out with that, by the way.
We'll get around to that one. But I'll tell you what, though. The Raps just blew their load in the first quarter in that game.
Yeah.
And then the Pacers are like, oh, yeah? We've been doing this 80-something games.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was interesting to see the Raptors go up double digits on the Pacers, looking all nice and everything, and then Pacers just literally hung 140 on these guys like it was nothing.
Hung 140, true.
Yeah. Using innuendo terms.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it hurt. What about you, Max? What slick shirt, by the way. Slick.
Thank you. The word is Novocaine.
Damn.
Numb. I'm numb. I don't feel nothing. It's just like, go ahead, drill, pull it out, do what you got to do.
Just take it out, release
the pain. Do your work. The Novocaine is kicked in. Go ahead and do your work. It's like a root canal, a re-root canal.
Yeah,
that's what this whole season is like, a re-root canal.
Yeah. Well, this one gave me the vibe of a re-root canal. How painful and gross and terrible is that? That we compare our team to a root canal. I'm going to go with, it's like, I compare it to being, it's almost like being locked up right? It's almost
what, like
being
Saw?
No, in like Kingston Penn, love handles, right? So okay. you're locked up. But the release for the Raptors, so it feels like the Raptors, with nobody's healthy. The Raptors are locked up right now. But we do know the release date is next season.
Hey.
You know what I mean? So that's the way I'm looking at it. I feel like they're locked up and they're coming home next season. So we just got to get through this, and they got to continue with their push-ups, their pull-ups, their dips, their burpees. They just got to eat, get healthy, and hopefully come back next season on release date, come home in shape, ready to go. So that's the way I look at this. Yeah. But I have one quick thing here I want to play you. I dug into the crate from episode one. We also have one other prediction. Speaking of the Indiana Pacers, I don't know if you remember. I don't know if you remember this, but listen to this video. Where did I put it? Yeah, this is had to put that music behind it.
Wow.
Let me tell you. Who do you got as the NBA champion?
Indiana Pacers, man.
Indiana Pacers.
At the field house. They're winning it. It's about to go down.
We're going to do it for Larry Bird. We picked the Pacers to win the championship, both of us, day one, on a Raptors podcast.
I was not of sound mind and body when I made that pick. I'm gonna come out with it. Listen, they're playing well. I'm happy to see them in there. I like all the classic teams, you know, to do well, because you need to hate on people. You need to have ammunition to have fun in this league. So it's great. But man.
A-Rod asked the bartender just before the game.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
All right, so they got out of that Pacers game. They lost by 17, and then they played the Brooklyn Nets last night, and they lost 106 to 102. They were in this game. They were leading, and then they just let it slip at the end. They tanked perfectly in this one. So if that's the way you want to look at it, what was your vibe, A-Ro? What was your take? Your vibe hit me.
Maybe Novocaine Jr.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of with Max on this, you know, because I saw the Nets coming into town. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be perfectly honest with every Raptors fan, I mean, you want to see the Raps win. You want to see them play well. You love basketball. This is why you do it. But at the end of the day, like, we're game 80, and we all know that we don't give a shit at this point, because we're kind of locked into, like, you know, the bottom six.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get an opponent like Brooklyn come in, and they don't give a shit either, because their season's done. They're not playing for anything, right? So, like, I mean, they started Noah Clowney, you know, in the lineup, right? Mm-hmm. And Cam Johnson was available, too. So it says enough. Like, they're just trying to look for guys at this point. And Mikal Bridges is doing his Mikal Bridges thing where, like, hey.
He wants to go to the Knicks.
Yeah. For all you bettors out there, we don't usually talk about this, but we'll talk about something with the betting. Just to make sure you guys don't lose your money on Mikal Bridges.
John Tain's parlay.
Yeah, and we'll get around to that, too. Mikal Bridges has an Iron Man streak going.
Mm-hmm.
He is known for not missing games. So they will continue to start him. However, he is going to be removed and not play more than maybe 20 minutes a night. So if you're betting on Mikal Bridges, do not lose your money and put your house down on this guy, because they will just start him for the sake of continuing his streak and out of professionalism. But they will keep him on the bench. So there you go.
Good info.
You heard it
good
first,
info.
Everybody. You heard it first. That get your money down, John Tay's parlay. Yeah. Get in there and make that money.
That's beautiful. Right.
Yes, sir. What about you, Max P? What do you got with the Brooklyn Nets?
I got on my old school Raptors purple today.
Yep.
And it feels like we ain't been this irrelevant since those early days playing the Vancouver Grizzlies in a baseball stadium.
Yikes.
You know what I mean?
Yikes.
I remember I went to one of those games. The seats had like some shit blocking the game. It was like,
I never made it to a game in the dome, man. Did you?
Oh, man. That was my first one, man. I even went to Maple Leaf Gardens for games, bro.
Yeah, that's cool.
The setup was not very professional in those early days.
No, it was in the corner. They just stuck it in the corner. Some weird dinosaur, and that was it.
But hey, it turned out to be a great marketing move. And we're on the come up. Pause, just like we were back in 1995.
It's a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get it. Well, for the Nets game, I don't know. We'll get on it later. We'll speak on them. But for me, it's no more juice. It seems that the juice is gone. And they just, like I said, they just need to go into the summer, heal up, get right, and come back on release day. Come home right season one, or next season game one. So, yeah. And that's that. That's that. And that's just that. The way I look at it. And that's
back
that.
When,
yeah.
Back when Bishop fell off the roof.
That's it. Yeah, that's that. Yeah.
Clown dude's like, oh, you got the juice now. I said, come on, man. You got the juice now.
I got a question, A-Rod, for you. Quick, you know that big dude at the gym who's got the big belly? He's got that fat belly, but he grunts and he screams and he slams weights and he wears a fanny pack and he's got these crazy eyes and he whistles. That dude, right? Mm. I'm wondering, is there anywhere in the city that could help him shut the fuck up? I almost went to a Lenny and canceled my membership because of this stupid fuck. Man. I look at him in the face every single day and I give him the eye like, I'm going to grab one of those 25-pound plates and I'm going to put it through your skull. Like, real close. This guy whistles. Whistle while you work. Like, this type of dude.
No.
Oh, yeah, man. He carries around his bag. He's writing down every set in a little, like, psychotic book. And he's... Anyways. Do you boys know of anywhere in the city that maybe there's some shut-the-fuck-up fluid? That maybe we can help this guy out with? Or just close his mouth? Anywhere?
Listen, Max knows all the spots.
Max, especially I don't know if they have this like written on any of their products, but I'm pretty sure they got some folks at the register that can help you with that at Popeye Supplements.
Popeye Supplements. For all your, I don't know what that is, but you just need to shut the fuck up needs, go to Popeye's. Maybe they'll help you out with some therapy, some therapeutic sessions. Well, as you know, that means that this is another episode of This or
That.
Yes, indeed. And between Brooklyn and Indiana, we're staying in Indiana because let me tell you, when you do a little bit of research on the state of Indiana, you have no idea what absolute legends and classics come out of that state. So let's get it going right here. All right, Brampton team, Greenwood team. Who you drafted out of these two Indiana legends? Who's your number one pick right here to start your squad? Larry Legend, Larry Bird. All right. We got Larry Bird as a possible pick. One of the greatest players to ever lace him up. One of the greatest shooters of all time and tough as nails. Mm-hmm. So we got Larry Bird or Reggie Miller. Who you got here? Reggie Miller, who one of the greatest shooters of all time, clutch as hell, and a fiery competitor as well, and went back down from anybody. So who you got, Larry Legend?
Wow, what a combo!
Or Mr. Reggie Miller? Who do you got, A-Rod?
I think it's easy for me, man. Bird.
Who do you got?
Bird.
How are you going with Bird?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
It's just too easy for me, man. I mean, if I look back to the beginning of the golden era of basketball games, NBA Hangtime, NBA Jam, NBA Live. You had Jordan versus Jordan versus Bird.
Yep.
We don't play these games, man. Like, it's just Jordan versus Bird. You're never going to get Jordan versus Reggie.
No.
Reggie versus somebody else. No, it's just Bird, man. So I'm rolling with Bird, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. 1-0 for Larry Legend, Mr. Larry Bird from, I wrote down where he was from. He's from a place, I forget the name now in Indiana, but it doesn't, I have French it right Lick? Here. No, it's an actual, where is it, Mr. Larry Bird? He is from West Baden Springs, Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
next up, we got 1-0 for Larry Bird. Who do you got, Max P? Larry Bird or Reggie Miller for that Brampton team?
Who's I'm going with the triple OG, Larry Bird.
Boom.
Along with Magic Johnson, they created like this business that is making billions of dollars today. Like, it's on those two right there.
Yeah, right there.
This thing didn't make no money. Like, people don't even understand. This thing did not make any money. They were in the red until these two guys came. You know what I'm saying?
Changed the game, man.
Changed the game. And and Larry Bird is so gangster. He once played a quarter left-handed. Left-handed, just talking.
talking shit.
Yep. He called it when Jordan was, he said Jordan was guarding sneakers early when people didn't respect Jordan yet. He said it.
Mm-hmm.
And he told Magic Johnson, calm down. It's Jordan's turn now. It's his turn now. He got it. Like, he's the one that told Magic, like, relax. He got it.
Yeah.
And so, Larry Bird is. And plus, he had the whole white America on his back, and he held them down well.
Still does.
He held them down very, very well through all that crazy political... racial stuff. He was like, yeah, I got this.
Man, what a legend.
Mm-hmm.
What a legend. So 2-0 for Larry Bird. You know, I wanted to put Reggie up there just because Reggie, to me, I grew up, I was a huge Reggie Miller fan, and I had the Reggie Miller jersey, and I just thought that thing, I would wear it outside from time to time, but I was scared to wear it outside because I didn't want to get it scuffed up, didn't want to get it dirty. If anybody came at me, and it was the old one with the champion logo, right?
Right, okay.
Remember the
champion logo there. Stitched on, and then the thing was pasted on.
Yeah, man. So I was kind of I wore that thing very carefully because I was a big Reggie Miller fan. But, you know, when you think about it, this is really a no-brainer. So I'm with you. It's a clean sweep. I just wanted to touch on these two legends. But Larry Bird, A-Rod put it real well right there, is that there was no Jordan and, you know, Jordan versus Reggie. There was no Jordan versus whoever. There was Jordan versus Bird. Mm-hmm. And Bird was just, Bird also didn't back down from anybody. He didn't back down. And do you know that he had a crippled finger, or a messed up finger on his shooting hand as well, like Gerald Green had. Do you guys know that? It was like on his shooting hand. So not only did he had to deal with a messed up finger that kind of like went like this way. And
he might have the record today if he didn't have that messed up finger. Look at that.
Man, so he had that. Anyways, he was just one of the greatest to ever do it. And I loved his attitude and his heart and his fight and his grit. And there was no stopping this guy. And hey, you talk about hay bale strength too, that guy right there. And that's basketball that's on a barn. You put a, there's a rim that's on the barn. And you go outside, it's dusty. And you go out in your same pair of shoes, your same pair of chucks, and you're just shooting. Whap. Whap, whap, all day, all night. That's where he's from. He's from that sect, that little populace, that world. And, man, he did it. So, clean sweep for Mr. Larry Bird. One of the best to ever do it. All right, here we go.
One, a great sneaker commercial, too, when he pulled up on the limo, Randy Johnson.
That's right. All right, so we're going to go and we're going to travel through Indiana, and then we're going to go to this little place called Gary, Indiana, where there was a family who made some absolutely brilliant music, and one of those kids was Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. And I want to ask two of you right now that I have you sitting here, tell me right now, what is your favorite Michael Jackson tune? And this is, we're going away from any Macaulay Culkin jokes, we're going away from any Monkey Business, we're going away from any of that. We're just talking straight music here. So he made some brilliant tunes, and we try to stay away from all the other business, but let me know, what is your favorite Michael Jackson tune, if you can nail it down to one? I have three. But you guys can start.
I got a few for sure.
Hit me.
This
my first
is
one's so... gonna go Beat It.
That's Beat It.
Tough.
That's my first one, man. I still remember blasting that when he died that day. I had that on my Bose, just blasting through my house, man.
Yeah, that might be the best music video of all time.
Mm-hmm. One of them. Yes.
Side joint. You know those guys in the video? Those are real Bloods, real LA Bloods, and real LA Crips in that video.
I didn't know that.
That's not a game, just having those two guys on each side like that. They did that because they had to do that. That was two different hoods.
Sheesh.
I mean,
so that does make it one of the greatest music videos ever.
Thriller was great, too.
Thriller, man.
I mean, PYT.
Yup.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, Okay, I also got to throw this one in there. I don't know how many people love this song, but I definitely love it. Rock My World.
Ah, man, that's one of my three.
Yeah, that's that video with Chris Tucker. Let's go, man.
You can't get her, Mike.
That's a very groovy tune right there. Rock My World is very groovy.
Man, right here. Yeah. This one right here, man.
Oh, man, that beat just comes.
Oh, boy. Impossible not to move.
You know, we try to steal Dark Child. That's the guy. I'm pretty sure that's who made the beat.
Yeah, I guess.
Mike Jax invited him over to his house just to try and steal his publishing and stuff, right?
No way.
Not necessarily steal it, but buy it off of him.
Wow, he used
to buy people's publishing like you collect cars.
Well, he bought the Beatles.
That was like when people realized how gangster he was with it. You know?
Yeah, man. Yeah. How about you, Max? I know you said once an episode passed that you had the red leather jacket, didn't you?
Yes. I had the red leather. My cousin Jim Box had the black leather. I didn't have that one. I had the one with the zippers.
The one with the zippers, yeah. Yeah.
That one right there. Oh, man. But my favorite song has got to be something from the Off the Wall album. So I'll go with Rock With You.
Ah, that's a big.
That's a great song. Great, great song.
Oh, yeah, I'll go with Rock With You.
I like that. For me, man, I have three, and there's one. The first one is just Listen, one of the most gangster ass tunes ever recorded because of what he's talking about. He's talking about, and listen here, man. Come on.
I knew you were going right away with this.
Come on, man.
The LED lights on the
possible not to move. You know what I mean? You just start dancing, man. It's And Michael Jackson, let me tell you something. That man right there, he was in music. He was in the beat. I've never seen somebody so in the music. Like, his movements were like
other than maybe James Brown is the only other person.
Yes.
James Brown's the only other person I can really say
in it.
Was just forget about
it. Forget about it. And one of the greatest lines.
James Brown invented funk.
Yes.
With the beat starting on the one, and then Mike Jackson invented the pop star. There was no pop star before Michael Jackson, folks.
No. And now one of the greatest lines in that song is when they say when he's going on about the baby, and then she showed me a picture. The eyes look like mine, and he goes, "Oh no."
Man,
that was Maury Povich before Maury Povich, man.
He was the culture. Whatever was going on, he was like, all right, here you go.
The thing that's crazy about MJ is that you could throw on any one of his songs today, and it sounds like it just came out. That's the craziest thing to me. Like, the music is just generational, man.
Yeah, because he's the blueprint, you know? Like
you're never going to be like, this song's old or something like that. No,
because
no matter
everything
what
you like, everything you like is based off of his shit, right?
And it gets you moving right away. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's impossible not to dance to Billie Jean. Impossible. It's you. If you don't have the feeling that you're about to dance when that song starts off, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. But there's one more tune is that people talk about the Jacksons. So the Jackson 5, when they started, you know, they put out records and they did their thing. You remember the song? I don't know if you guys remember this, but do you remember Torture?
Oh. Yeah, of course I remember Torture. Oh.
This is one of my favorite songs of all time. Now, when they put out that video.
This is the Transformers G.I. Joe era.
Michael Jackson wasn't in the video. That's a clay model of him.
He wasn't in the video.
No.
I don't think he was in any of the videos.
Nah, they had so much drama. And they put the production company of the music video went bankrupt. It was so gangster, man.
Crazy.
Just this tune, man.
He was singing lead, and it was a dope tune.
Jackie produced this one.
Yep. He had a few good songs on that album.
You can't stop with this one, man. That tune, I've been playing that
tune all
day.
Man, I feel like watching He-Man right now, bro.
Don't watch the new one.
Man.
No. You gotta be careful with those. Gotta be careful with those remixes.
Yeah. But yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to that song, specifically that song right there, because man, I used to just play that one real loud back in the day. I love that tune, man. So I just wanted to bring it up today on the pod. And it would be a shame for us not to talk about Janet here before we go and get out of Gary, Indiana.
Shout out to Janet.
Everybody loves Janet.
That's hard to do.
Man, Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson changed it for me, that my taste for women, man. I'll tell you that much. My hue changed after Janet Jackson. My hue changed. She's a beauty queen, an absolute beauty queen, man. And a voice.
Vibe magazine match. When Janet Jackson got picked. Woo-wee.
God.
Oh, my Vibe magazine. God damn.
Vibe magazine, man.
Vibe, the source.
XXL, yeah. Murder Dog. Remember Murder Dog? Anyways.
Yeah, I remember Murder Dog.
Yeah. They'd have like the obscure guys on there, like yeah. Yeah, like Brother Lynch hung on the cover. All right, so since we're still in Indiana, man, I want to give a shout out to Plainfield Correction Center in Indiana, where Mike Tyson was who did his time for after the alleged rape case. So he spent his time in Plainfield Correctional Center and was released in 1995. He did his time, and he I just want to give a shout out to Indiana, held that line back. They got through that, because remember when he came out, oh boy.
I was going to say, I'm about to be on Indeed.com tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. When he got out, nobody was safe.
Monster.ca, man.
Yeah, man.
Max better brush up that CV.
So another shout out here is after the Indiana game, I wanted to tell you boys this. When I got the phone call right away, but I said, you know what, I'm gonna hold this for the pod. But I have a friend at the coffee shop. This is a true story. I swear to God, I got a call after the next day after the Indiana game. His name is Carmine. He's at the coffee shop. We call him Carmine the Wolf because he's so hairy. Like, he's just, poor guy. He's Portuguese and Italian. He's just hairy. Like, you can barely see his hands. That's why we call him the Wolf. Carmine the Wolf, right? So Carmine said after the Indiana game, he says he took a little bit of mushrooms. So, yeah, how much did you take? He goes, I don't know. I just took a bunch. I took a bunch of what was left in the freezer. So, yeah, he goes, you want to know what happened, Ben? I go, what? What happened? He goes, it all started to hit me real slow. And then I sat on the couch and it started to hit me even heavier and heavier. I said, what happened? He goes, I laid down on the couch and it all just hit me at once. Everything turned to fractals. And this is right after the Pacers game. So everything turned to fractals. He goes, you know what was in the fractals? I said, what was in the fractals? He goes, it all started to form into TJ McConnell. There was fractals of TJ McConnell giving me behind the back passes and saying, catch it, catch it, catch it. And it was echoed. And he goes, I don't even like TJ McConnell. And this guy is tripping me out. And he goes, it lasted an hour of fractal TJ McConnell because of a mushroom trip, an amount of mushrooms that he should have slowed down on. But can you, like, I was out of words. I said, so you're telling me right now that TJ McConnell was in your trip? He said, yeah, man. It lasted 1 hour. I said, that shit's crazy. Those are the wrong
mushrooms. That's why I quit shrooms, man.
Yeah. Like, that's
just... anything you could have a bad trip on, I'm like, nah, no thanks.
Well, you got to know how much you're taking, right? You got to.
Yeah, yeah. It comes with instructions. Unless you're like 15 and you don't really know what's going on. But they come with instructions. You got to be in a good vibe. Yeah. You can't be in a down mood and let the shrooms try and pick you up.
Yeah, you can't go after a loss of the Pacers and take a bunch of that.
No, you take them after a win. You take them after a win. You're good to go. Don't try and use them as an upper.
Oh, man. Well, stay in Indiana after that. A little shout out to Mike Epps, who's from Indianapolis, Indiana. One of the funniest dudes to ever do it, man. One of the funniest comedians.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, just like real funny, not just
real
like,
funny.
Exactly. Yeah, like if you met him in real life type funny.
Yeah. Black Doug from Hangover.
Yes. I think Mike Epps was the one who came up with a joke actually about Michael Jackson's dad. Joey said, "I wish my dad beat me into superstardom." I think it was Mike Epps who said that joke. I could be wrong, but I thought that shit was funny. I wish my dad beat me into superstardom.
You ever see that Chris Tucker special on Mike Jackson? When he was like, me and Mike be riding in the car, and he'd be turning on Rick Ross, and he'd be making that noise like, huh? And he's like, Mike, you can't be doing that, man. It's ruining the song, right? And he's like, I'm sorry, Chris. I love Rick Ross.
Oh man, that's funny.
Every time somebody says Rick Ross, I feel like saying rest in peace to Biggie. I just gotta throw that out there, right? Just gotta throw that out there, right?
Well, another one here, Indiana, was, remember Danny Granger? If you guys remember,
yes, Danny Granger was one of my favorites.
But
he was one of the few players in the league that wasn't afraid of LeBron back in the day.
Yep,
that's right. That's right.
Never backed down from LeBron. It was hilarious, bro.
One of the original fantasy studs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But also, he spent his money building a real bat cave. I don't know if you guys knew that.
No way.
Danny awesome. Granger built the bat cave. But
is that a picture of his bat cave?
This is what he was building. Yes. But because of COVID, it didn't get finished. But he literally was building a bat cave in Indiana, like true, exactly to the specs of this. Like, how wild is that?
That's awesome.
Very cool. If he had the red phone in there too, man, forget about it.
No. And last but not least, this has nothing to do with Indiana, but there was some news that dropped down today, down the line. O.J. Simpson passed away today at 75 due to cancer. O.J. Simpson.
O.J. motherfucking Simpson.
Today, O.J. lived his last day. And,
Rest in peace to the juice, man.
But it got me thinking. I wonder, imagine reincarnation was real, and imagine O.J. came back as a pair of leather gloves. How fucked up that would be.
You looking around in the department store like, what the fuck? Where am I?
And some pervert buys them and is always grabbing his dick with it all the time. So the rest of OJ's life, he's in leather gloves of some pervert who's always grabbing dicks.
No.
Oh, man. What a way to go.
Oh, no.
No disrespect, OJ. Of course. No disrespect.
I used to love OJ when he was in Naked Gun, too, man.
The third crazy thing about it, in 95, when that game got interrupted, I did not know O.J. Simpson was a football player. I just thought he was that goofball from the Naked Gun movies. I was confused as to what is the big deal about this guy from the Naked Gun movies. Why are they stopping the basketball game
for
some extra? And it's like, I find out, he's a legendary football player, and it's like just before my time.
Where were you guys when the verdict went down? When the not guilty went down? Do you remember where you're at?
I think I was at home. My dad was watching.
Yeah. Hard copy.
I remember where I was when the LA riots popped off, but I don't remember when the OJ thing, like, all those were together. The Rodney King, the riots, Rodney the OJ King. Case, they were all like in that same era.
Yeah. I was in the school library at my high school because it was in some, I think it was in English class, and we were in the library, and then that verdict was going down. You remember the old AV rooms in high school?
Yeah.
They had like the TVs and everything.
TV
like that.
On that stand. So a show for the VCR stand. And then a TV on top. Yeah.
So they put it on there, and we're all around there watching. The whole high school stopped, actually. Our whole high school stopped for the verdict. And everybody was watching and wherever, listen. And then when it went down, boom. So I was in a high school library when
Not
Guilty went down. Yeah. One of the biggest cases of our time, man. And
I was just listening to the lawyer, one of the lawyers that helped him win the case. What a weird spot to be in. Like, to be proud of the job you did as a lawyer, but then all that stuff that it caused is like, wow.
Yeah, right? Yeah, absolutely wild. But rest, OJ, rest.
They didn't fit. They had to quit.
Yeah. It didn't fit because you had another glove on underneath. Hey, I'm just saying. It didn't fit, though.
We don't got to get into all that.
Oh, no. I don't know.
And there was someone else there that night, man. They never flushed that out, man. What's going on?
That's true. That's true. Well, that means this was another edition of This or
That.
Brought to you by Popeye Supplements. Wherever, if you got somebody you know that needs a little bit of that, shut the fuck up, ask them at the front desk and maybe they'll give you a little bit of that. All right, boys. So we'll go around the NBA here. And I actually don't have anything because I'm so poisoned by these 80 pass games of the Raptors that I don't have anything. So I wanted to ask you guys what you got. What has hit your attention this past week in the NBA?
Dallas.
Hey.
Oh, man.
4-5 in that West. Them and the Clippers. I think they're only half a game back. I'm not sure who owns the tiebreaker, but be interesting to see how they close out the season, who gets home court. I don't really think it matters, to be honest, though, because nobody gives a fuck about Clippers games.
No, they don't.
I don't think anybody even goes to them. Maybe Billy Crystal still goes, but...
In L.A., they got a pretty big fan base, but it's not... passionate like LA.
It ain't Lakers passionate where like you miss a shot and they're like at your front door like asking you.
No, nobody knows Clippers fans exist. They're very quiet.
Kill for Kobe's Lakers fans.
Dallas, man, hey. Luka and Kyrie, unguardable 1v1.
Right now they are, you're right.
Unguardable. So, I mean, Luka already owns that poverty franchise, so it'll be interesting to see what happens in the playoffs, man. If they try and just stick Kawhi on him, because he'll still own Kawhi.
Do you think, just to stay with you here, do you think the Clippers can actually do something this year? Do you think the Clippers can do it?
No. It's a shit vibe team.
It's
got vibes written all over it.
They got no health.
Yeah.
Did you see that interview with Paul George the other day when they asked him, like, so what do you think, do you think you can talk to James Harden about his slump that he's going through? Like, what kind of words, you know, would you encourage James with? He's like, I don't know. I'm not the coach.
Is that what Paul George?
It's kind of a stupid question, but it's also just like these guys don't care, man. Like,
And when Westbrook got hurt, it became very, very clear to everybody watching those Clippers games. Oh, these guys don't like each other, man. These guys do not like each other. You know, they're just there doing the check collecting thing. How you call it, A-Rob?
Wage thief.
They're out there wage thiefing heavy.
Wage thiefing.
Grand larceny. You know, it's just like, bro. And, so the Clippers, they got a billionaire that's just hanging on to a bunch of guys that he doesn't want to let go. Like, well, this is what happens when you got guys like Jerry Jones who treat the team like their toy. They can't see the forest for the trees. Like, it should have been, like, to give Kawhi Leonard a contract when he's clearly not ever going to be healthy. Why?
Yeah,
why
that's crazy.
You see what I'm saying? Like, why would you do that, right? So the Clippers are going clip on. And Dallas is stupid nice. They got no D, but they got some D. Like, they got some players that can play D.
Maybe enough
D. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They got Gabbert. They got Washington. They can play D. No one else can.
Gafford can.
Yeah, Gafford and Washington can play some D. The Lakers could get to the Western Conference Finals again.
Hell no.
If they get the right matchups.
No.
And LeBron decides to come off the bench, but that'll never happen.
No. Listen, they're gonna get in. They're gonna face Denver, who won last night against Minnesota. So they're the one seed.
Yeah. Well, so Minnesota looks really good.
Let's do it right now. We listened to our prediction from after game one, said Indiana Pacers, more jokingly, of course, but let's put out who's going to win today. This is 80 games later.
All right.
Who do you got? Who's everybody got to win the NBA championship this year?
I'm going to go with Denver versus Philly, and Denver winning it again.
I'm going to go a little bit bolder. I'm going to go Dallas-Boston.
Dallas-Boston.
Whoa, that's bold.
And I'm going to say Dallas wins.
That is very bold.
Dallas going to win the NBA championship this
year. I'm going to say it.
Mark Cuban's going to have – he's going to bust a nut right on the court.
And he won't care. He'll do it right on camera.
He's just gonna perv out.
I know they're inconsistent. With the Cowboys. I know they're inconsistent, and I'm just gonna throw it out there. It might implode in the first round because they're playing the Clippers. Second round might implode, but if those guys are able to stay healthy, there is not a two-man combo better than those two guys right now.
Well, don't Jason get me Kidd wrong. Has I figured something out over it. There. Jason Kidd has figured something out over there, and he was a point guard.
I still don't even think he's a good coach. I'm going to throw it out there.
Nobody really does.
I think we've realized with Doc Rivers, there really aren't good coaches. Doc Rivers. There's just guys that catch a wave that seem to fit at the right time, you know?
Yeah.
But to be able to translate that to different types of teams in different situations, look at Greg Popovich. It's, you know. Yeah. I don't think good coaches is overrated. Other than Phil Jackson, I don't really know coaches that can really just reinvent themselves, you know?
So we got Denver and we had Dallas. I'm going to stick with my original pick. I still have the vibe that it's going to go back-to-back. It's going to be Denver. And I do think that it's going to be actually a Denver-Boston final.
Oh, you think Boston's going to get there?
I do think Boston's going to get there. Milwaukee's shut. They're done. I just can't see anybody. They've been doing the perfect resting all year. They have been resting their guys all year very, very well. And they're prepared. Like the exact opposite of what OKC has done, where they blew it a little too quick. And so I just think it's going to be Denver, though. I think it's going to be in six games as well. I don't even think that shit's going to seven. I think it's going to be Denver in six. Boom, back-to-back champions. And that's my pick. Mm-hmm. That's my pick. If there's anything else, you guys, anything else around the NBA right now you want to speak on before we let this one go?
One small note. Hopefully Scoot Henderson does better. He's been playing a little bit better lately.
Playing better, though.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that, you know, he pulls through. Because, listen, we need younger guys to keep coming into the league and making it good.
Mm-hmm.
So for the sake of basketball and for the sake of the fandom, let's keep it going with these young guys. Let's hope they get better.
And he was G League Ignite as well, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yes.
And next year, Memphis going to be back, man, with John Morant.
Oh, yeah.
And the boys, because they're shit right now, but that's just injuries. Next year, when they come back healthy, that's going to be
they're like the Raptors, where I said they're locked up, but they're coming home soon. They got everybody's out.
For sure. And shout out to Ant-Man and Shea Gildress for plugging in that big hole that John Morant and Zion left. You know, like they fucked up the program with them not being what we projected them to be. You know, like there was a hole left there in sort of the next generation. And you've seen people kind of just reverted back to talking about LeBron all the time when we should have moved on. But you had Ja and Zion messing up.
Yeah.
But you see Shea and Ant-Man saying, "Nah, you should have been talking about us the whole time. It was never Ja." And Zion, they nice and all, but it was us that you should have been looking at, you know?
And that's the thing. I picked Denver to win, but my heart wants Minnesota.
Oh, for sure.
And
you can't root against Minnesota.
You can't.
Wouldn't that be nice to see Ant-Man?
You're not a basketball fan if you don't want Minnesota to win this championship.
Send the video.
Just imagine that. Just imagine that final, man.
I just don't like Cat getting all that success for being trash. Being talented and trash, you know, like getting carried by this young guy. But maybe but this year he's been playing like a G, so maybe he'll come back and ball out.
Yeah, he's coming back from that knee surgery, yeah.
So Embiid and Cat coming back is going to be interesting to see.
So one last thing. Give me A-Rod, what do you think Embiid's going to do in the playoffs? I always like your Embiid takes.
Embiid in the playoffs?
Yeah, what's he going to do?
Remember, he's been resting now. This is his last chance, this is kind of like what LeBron did in the bubble with the cheating and getting the rest before the finals start, you know?
Yeah. No, just give me a quick second. I just want to check the standings real fast.
Me and my brother-in-law were saying this could be the year where he gets to cheat his way into the finals.
Philly's a 7. Philly's the 7, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's going to happen with these guys is they're going to end up being the 7 because they'll beat Miami in that play-in game.
Yeah.
Miami doesn't look right this year. I know that, you know, we're used to them going up and down, and then all of a sudden they turn it on and playoff Jimmy shows up and, you know, the whole thing.
Blah, blah, blah.
But they just don't look right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so Philly will lock into the 7. They'll face Milwaukee in the first round.
Heat couch?
They will lose to Milwaukee in the first round.
Who's losing to Milwaukee in the first round?
Philly.
Wow. Dame Lillard on a solo mission saying, baby.
Freak will come back. You got to remember, this guy will come back in, like, let's say, Achilles, two and a half. Calf.
Oh, so is his calf?
It's an Achilles strain, though. It is an Achilles strain, though.
Yeah, but it's like he'll come back in two and a half because he's a very healthy guy in general,
when
he had that hyper knee extension, like, in the finals, and he came back, crushed it, dropped 50 on the Suns.
Yeah, for sure. I wouldn't do it this year, but it looks like he's coming back.
I wouldn't either, but Milwaukee will beat them, okay? Mm-hmm. Then Doc Rivers will be like, see, you know, blah, 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 this narrative against me, whatever, all this shit.
Oh, yeah, he will bring it up.
Embiid and Nick Nurse are going to do the same thing and say, hey, listen up, man. We weren't healthy this year. Joel missed a big chunk of time, blah, blah, blah. Next year will be better.
Oh, he got it built in. He said, yeah, for sure. Listen, he got that gun loaded.
This is the narrative that's happening. You could stitch this. You could clip it, put it up on your wall. I'll even make it into an NFT for you.
Hey, I like it. Yeah.
I know the day Joel got injured, Doc went into his office, kicked back in the chair, put his feet up on the table, and his hands behind his head, and said, I got this.
Yeah. Boy, was he wrong.
Because now he got the excuse built in, no matter what happens. Hey, we didn't have our guy.
I don't think Milwaukee's making it out of the first round, personally. I'm going against that. I want to see them do it. I'm not feeling Philly. I would like to see it, but I just can't see it. They're just slipping. They're losing to Memphis.
Yeah, I can't see
the Raps.
It.
And Doc Rivers, I can't see it either. Doc Rivers, like, we went off on this last episode. I just can't see it.
But
talent alone may be able to do it, but I don't know.
I think they could surprise people with if they had Giannis stay off and Dame just turn into, like, Portland Dame, and then the other role players go hard. Mm-hmm, I think they could surprise somebody in one round. But with Giannis there and the injury and trying to make it work, and they hadn't made it work all year, plus Doc is at the head, man, it's too much. It's too much. But, hey, A-Rod might get, you know, like, Giannis likes to do the Superman stuff, like, you thought I was down.
Yeah, that is a good call. Yeah, because he might just come in and just absolutely destroy. Which takes a little bit off of Dame, right? And then Dame can just kind of settle back and just do what he does and not have
to. I don't believe you, Dame. You need to show us, man. You got to show and prove, Dame. I don't think we can give Dame that benefit of the doubt no more, bro. I really don't think so.
Well, next up for the Raps, speaking of which, there's only two games left.
And the Raptors.
Back to back with Miami. So they play. They play in Miami tomorrow night, 8 p.m., and then they stay in Miami. So what a way to finish the year off in Miami, Florida, on the beach. And the 14th, this Sunday, Miami, 1 p.m. So how do you want to see them finish off this? What do you want to see? I don't know, man.
They call it a schedule loss, baby.
Yeah. So.
Listen, Miami, last game of the season?
I'll tell you exactly how these two games are going to go. Game one. Jimmy
Hold
Butler.
On, you need to make this a soundtrack. Let me put a little noise in. Explain.
There we go. Nice
and
lovely. Game one, Tyler Hero going 35 points. All right, making it nice and easy. Smash the Raptors. They win by over 20. Game two, Jimmy Butler says, "Fuck it. Why am I here, man? Let me just go for that $20 coffee."
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah. And then that's it, man. Jimmy Butler goes and hangs with Ricky Ross. Raptors lose again by another 15, and we call it a season.
15.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that I think Raptors are going to go in there, and in two games, I think they're going to lose by a total of 67 points. That's what it's going to – they're going to lose by 32 and tomorrow night, and then whatever the math is on that for Sunday's game. So – I just want to see this season end. It's been, I just want to go into the draft next year. I want them to get healthy. I want to see the young guys. I want to see some of these young guys come back next year, and that's that. Max P, what about you? What do you see?
You guys go out to live. I think they pop on Friday night or whatever. Hopefully you're in town that night. Have a great, great time, you know.
Stay with me, yeah, yo.
Hey, if it's the last game of the season. You know what? Go ahead and take a little dip, man. Go ahead, take a little dip.
A little taste.
It's all done now. You know, cash out.
Jump to the Coke.
Cash out. We're walking out the casino, boys. Newport, goodness gracious. They might lock you, in the back room. They might lock you up in the back room and beat on you for a minute.
That'll be the funny part, right? After the game ends on a Sunday, they get outside of the stadium. There's Jonte waiting in a silk suit, like, let's go, boys. Let's go, boys. Baggies and turquoise. Yes. On that note, boys, let's have a good night. Everybody listening, we got 2 games left. Let's get through it together. And this was another episode of the Sportitos Toronto Raptor Podcast. And we are your hosts, Mr. El Hoopo. That's me. And that's A-Rod. He's going to get cleaned up with that lineup real soon after the Raptor stress leaves him. And Max P, always fresh. You gotta pay me. And listen up. If you like this, hit like. If you want to subscribe, hit subscribe. Catch us on YouTube anytime.